Hell Yes Life, episode 38. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey everybody, Norman Bell here. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You might be a little taken aback because it's Monday that this is releasing on, and I usually don't release episodes on Monday. I will be releasing our interview episodes on Tuesdays. And, you know, of late, I've been putting out some episodes on Thursdays and Fridays. I've had my Five Steps to a Hell Yes Life series coming out once a month on Thursdays. And then I've got this Freeform Friday thing going. I'm just trying a bunch of different stuff. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to do a Freeform Friday this week. We'll just go right to the interview episode next week. And we've got a great one coming up tomorrow with Ross Simmons, origami artist. So check that out. I realized that I had already kind of created that episode, and that was episode 39, and last episode was episode 37, and I had kind of created this space for a Freeform Friday episode, episode 38, and to be honest, I just didn't want to go back into Ross's episode and rename it 38 and do all that stuff, so I thought it'd be easier, just to be transparent in my process here, to make an episode 38, so we could call this Freeform Friday. From Monday or Freeform Monday or something like that, FFM, and just see where it goes. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about a couple things that are on my mind, and then we can call it a happy Freeform Monday. So first on my list, I write down these little sayings and, you know, phrases in my, I've got a little spreadsheet here. It's actually my time spending plan that I have for the week, which over the course of the week starts to get piled up with little notes about all kinds of stuff. But one of the things I put notes in for is about what subject I want to talk about for the next FFF, or in this case, FFM. And one of the subjects I wanted to bring up was this phrase that I came across last year when I was working with this group of coaches. Which was, I guess the topic here is around finishing. So finishing what you start. Ooh, that's a big one for me. I don't know about you, but I am really good at starting things. I love starting things. Launching new things and coming up with ideas, or even better, I love just writing down lots of ideas about things and then never really doing anything with them. Or, maybe just taking a few steps down the road with something and then dropping it and moving on to the next thing. I think they call that shiny object syndrome, right? It's always on to the next thing, on to the next thing. And let me tell you, in the online entrepreneur world, as you may know, if you're in this space, applies just about anywhere, but here in particular, there's always somebody with a new set of ideas, a new set of tools, a new funnel system to generate income for your business, the five, things. Well, I've got my own five steps to a hell yes life, so there you go. It's very easy to get overwhelmed, right? And it's also easy to jump from one thing to the next. Well, last year I was working with, I may have mentioned on the show, but last year I had the great fortune to be a guest client in a coaching program. So over the course of all of last year, I got free, no cost coaching because, these student coaches were using me as sort of a practice client. Now, to me, they were as good as any, paid coach that I could ever get. So it was a privilege to work with each and every one of them. There was one coach, however, that one of the themes that came up for me in one of our sessions was about finishing, and I ended up landing on this sort of mantra because I noticed that there was it's sort of like they say, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And what I noticed was at lunchtime, when I would get to the end of eating my sandwich, I would leave this little chunk left and I would throw that chunk away. And I started, you know, for a long time, I thought, well, that doesn't really mean anything or whatever. But I started to really look at that as sort of like a symbol of how I was doing a lot of things in my life. You know, just getting to, you know, oftentimes I wouldn't even get that far, getting close to the end of something and then throwing it away. But yeah, so I got this mantra in my head, which was finish the sandwich. And so I actually had that as one of my practices, in the weeks after that session that I would check in about. It was like, did I finish my sandwich? So every time I would eat lunch, I would make sure when I got down to that chunk that I would usually throw away that I would eat the rest of the sandwich and finish it. Right. You know, as I just said, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So you look at those things in your life and how you may be, showing up, right? And notice that, you know, if you think that you can show up one way in one part of your life, and some other way in another part, you know, maybe just take a look at that. That's something that I honestly need to keep looking at for myself as well. Cause you know, I want to show up for my passion work, but how do I show up for my day job? You know, honestly, you know, like I think I'm doing a pretty darn good job at my day job these days, but could I be doing better? Probably. Right. So, how do we show up for different things? And, so about this thing about finishing. So, that is something that I think has come up again in my life. I notice myself starting to drift back into a tendency to want to start a lot of different new projects. And I think that that's okay to a certain extent. And I think there's a place for, I don't want to like say that I can't ever have a new idea until I've finished X, Y, and Z projects. But there needs to be a space for it. So it's sort of like, yeah, I've got, like I just mentioned, I have this spreadsheet that starts to get kind of cluttered up with a lot of different ideas. And just to allow for that, you know, allow the space for those ideas to come. That's always been one of my strengths in a lot of ways is I have no problem coming up with ideas. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur out there, maybe you're the same way. You know, you have a fount of ideas that come to you all the time. But that can be a weakness as well if you don't know how to just, you know, pick an idea and run with it, right? So this year the podcast is something that has been, you know, an aberration for me. It's been something that I have continued with. And I found, you know, one thing that has helped with that is just really putting it out there and letting other people know. You know, if I'm just kind of keeping an idea to myself and I, launch something and then 2 weeks later, I'm kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing with this. Never mind. Well, no one's the wiser, right? At this point, if I quit my podcast, let's just say, you know, and actually I have to be honest, you know, with any longer term thing, you get more excited about things at certain points and less excited about things. And I've gone through my lull periods with the podcast where I'm kind of like, oh God, I've got to do another one of these. I've got to, particularly, you know, I love doing the interview parts of it. You know, maybe some of building the pages, the post pages and stuff like that. At some point I'd like to outsource to other people if I could, but anyway, you know, we all go through those spells, but because I have put it out there, I put it out there to you guys. I can't remember what episode it was, but I think in episode 7 with Peter Faisa was one episode anyway, where I mentioned like, hey, I'm doing this until the end of the year. You know, and I might have mentioned it elsewhere as well, but just by putting, and I'm saying it right now that I'm doing this at least until the end of the year. Right. So I'm giving myself a goal to shoot for, and also I'm not giving myself an out. Right. I'll feel like I'll have let you guys down if I just kind of drop off the map here before the end of the year. So, I would just encourage you to do that, you know, like, and there's another theme here that has been coming up for me again recently, which is, and I mentioned it in like kind of the step five of the Hell Yes Life process, you know, in regards to taking action, is this kind of throwing your hat over the fence, right? So, you know, when you put it out there, even before, I think this is even almost important, is to put it out there before you're ready, you know, before you've got everything all lined up, before you've got the website all built and your funnel in place and your payment systems all set up. Put it out there. Just put it out there. Tell everybody about what you're doing. You know, maybe you've got some sort of a class or a seminar you want to do. Maybe there's a book you want to write. Maybe there's a, you know, whatever your interest is, just start talking about it. Talk about it as if it's happening, you know, and as if, I don't know, I've been starting to think like, wow, I'm going to start talking about my different offerings, not as if they're like, oh, you know, hey, I've got this little thing I'm trying out. Maybe you could da 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 da. But hey, no, I'm going to start talking about it like it's my cringeworthy vision version of that thing, right? So, and then growing into the space that to create that, you know, it's sort of like I did that with my Hell Yes speech in high school. So again, episode 4, that's my little origin story about the Hell Yes Life podcast. I did this election speech in high school where my slogan was Hell Yes, Vote for Norm. And that very experience was I signed up for that to run for office, had no idea how to do it. And then I stepped up to the plate to be able to deliver, you know, a rousing speech, and had a great year in my senior year because of it. So, you know, I think that there's something to be said for that. And then in relation to finishing things, like, I think that the more you can put yourself out there, let people know about it, even before you feel ready, and make it feel real for yourself, the more you're likely to finish it, right? And so that's what I wanted to say about that. I think that'll be the theme for this FFM, Freeform Monday. And I guess as a last risky thing that I'm going to put out for myself, I was talking with a former guest and awesome coach, Dawn Armstrong, who I interviewed on a previous episode of the show. And she is, she's friends with a lot of those coaches I just talked about that were in that program. And she lives up in British Columbia, along with quite a few of the other guys. And I want to take her mastermind. She has a mastermind group that she's forming. And of course, I'm also looking to form a mastermind as well. I want to walk the talk here. I want to be in a mastermind and be running a mastermind. And so she, you know, I was talking with her I ended up with her help setting a goal for myself of, see, I don't want a debt. I don't want a debt to be in her group. I need an extra, $300 a month to be able to be in that group. And, I'm not going to put it on the credit card. That's just one of my things. I don't put things on the credit card anymore. And I have a whole thing about that, but I'll save that for another time. And so I'm wanting to push myself, you know, I'm wanting to push myself to, start generating income and start being open to receiving abundance from the universe, for what I have to offer. So I've put out a goal, and I put it out in her Facebook group, that my goal is to bring in $5,000 by September the 12th. $5,000 by September the 12th. Ah, I'm cringing just telling you that because I don't want to tell you that, right? I'm going to try a little bit, and if I don't make it, oh well, nobody knows. But now I've just told you guys, the Hell Yes Life audience, Hell Yes Lifers. So you can feel free to check in with me about this, and I might bring it up again as I am moving towards that September goal. But I'll tell you this, it definitely, I got some feedback from someone in her group about, you know, just I basically said, hey, I'm asking for help here. I want to know, get any feedback, from you about, you know, what you think would be the best route to go for my offerings and so forth. And I got some good feedback, and it really started sparking my inner, ideas of like, wait a second, why don't I cut to the chase on X, Y, and Z? Why don't I start building my landing pages for all these different offerings and start to move towards, generating income sooner rather than later. So anyway, I guess there's the two themes there. There's sort of like a finishing thing. And then there's also this theme of throwing your hat over the fence, just putting out a big goal and then watching how the universe and your inner forces arise to meet the challenge. So there it is. There's my challenge that I've put out for myself. $5,000 extra coming my way by September the 12th. If you guys out there in Hell Yes Lifeland have any ideas or any feedback for me about, hey, you know, Norman, you should really do this. I've heard you say it, talk about this, and this would be just the kind of group or class or offering that I would get really excited about and would pay money for, then let me know. Or if you have a connection, if you know someone that, oh, Norman, you should definitely talk to this person. They know all about this. Then let me know as well. You can contact me from the contact page on hellyeslife.com. One idea, just to round things out, I know we're getting a little long here, is I'm excited because I've been talking a little bit to Jeff Raceley, who was our guest on the show last week, and he runs treks to Nepal. And, you know, obviously still in the just talking stages, but there's a possibility he might be able to connect me with the trekking company that he works with in Nepal. And I really have it in mind to do a trek in October or November of 2018. And one idea is to do what I call HYL Adventures, which would be sort of like an adventure trip with some personal development elements to it. You know, hey, I'm just throwing this idea out there. Feel free to let me know if that sounds like something you would be interested in. I actually am imagining like 5 to 10 people that would, we would be in touch. We would, anybody who signed up for this, it would be a holistic experience. So we would actually be in touch the month before the trip. We would kind of plan some personal development goals and so forth, for ourselves. Like what are we looking for? What kinds of questions are we looking to answer for ourselves in our lives? By going on this trip, we would go on this amazing trip in Nepal, going in a trek, the Annapurna Circuit or whatever. And then afterwards we would meet for another month, not live, but via Skype or Zoom or something like that, and sort of process what we learned. So I'm just kind of, you know, kind of putting that out there as an idea that I'm excited about. And let me know if that is something that you would be interested in. Okay, I'm going to round it out here. So, gosh, let's go ahead and say hell yes together to round things out. Ready? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hell yes. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And catch Ross Simmons tomorrow on our Tuesday episode. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.